Avenue, right next to the Wareham.
And Kathy Dawsnell, along with Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins, lots to talk about. But Veterans Day, of course, I mean, is huge. It's coming up before we know it here, just next week.
Well, it's just around the corner. And one of the things I always get approached by people that ask me, what can you do to really support the military? And a lot of people, they instantly think about those that are wearing the cloth of the nation today, active duty or National Guard that are operating. But I think as we get around the month of November, I think it's critical to remember those that have worn the cloth of the nation. You know, we have World War II veterans that are still around. And they're the greatest generation, if you read Tom Brokaw's book. So I think it's a good month to focus on those that have worn the cloth, celebrate their service, and recognize them.
My father, in fact, was a World War II veteran, and he's celebrating his 95th birthday next week. We're having a big party for him tomorrow. So he would always say he was just a clerk in Italy. He didn't really see battle, but still. I think he twisted his ankle jumping over a ditch. That was his only injury.
Yeah, you got to be careful, because I tell you, a lot of those folks, they're full of humility. They don't like to talk about things that they did, and they like to talk about their buddies. And so sometimes when they talk about themselves, they say, well, I did relatively little in the war or in my service. And then when you start talking about their buddies, they go, well, he was a great American hero. He did this, this, and this. And then you have a realization that they were right along beside them in that foxhole or in that battle or in service. So I think, Manhattan's going to have some a parade coming up along with many of the communities here. I think on the 10th of November is Manhattan's Veterans Day Parade. Starts at 9:30 in the morning, goes to about 11:30. It's one of the largest in the state. So the people here ought to, I think, pack up the children, bring them out, let them see the veterans as they march, the school children as they march, celebrating really, I think, the best that our nation has to offer, and that's those that raise their right hand.
Will you get a chance to participate in some of the festivities locally, Perry?
I'll be there.
Uh-huh.
I won't necessarily be in a parade, but I look forward every year of being in a situation where people are raising the flag instead of taking a knee, to me. Children out there celebrating all the things that are good about our nation and really celebrating those that stand on point throughout our history and has made the United States what it is today. These are the true heroes. I mean, we look on the cereal box tops and we see the guys sitting on the front cover. They're definitely guys that are great athletes. But when you have folks that are putting their lives on the line daily and have done it throughout our history, those are the type of folks I like to celebrate.
I know, of course, for years now, we've aired the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition ceremony they have every year, which will be on Friday this year because of the way it falls. But the young people, I mean, there's something about little children singing, and of course they have a poster contest. They do all kinds of really fun things. And I think it's wonderful to keep the younger generation aware of some of these folks and what they have done in war and in battle.
Absolutely. You know, I remember as a younger person going through Arlington Cemetery, when you see the rows and rows of tombstones there that represent, each one of those is a life. It's people that sometimes at 17 years of age answered the nation's call, traveled 7,000 miles, and some of them never made it home. I think we should never forget that.
It's interesting. You even mentioned the Kansas National Guard. I do have to just do a shout-out. I had the opportunity to ride in a Black Hawk helicopter a couple weeks ago. So much fun, even though they gave me the hurricane seat. I didn't realize that until I was in it. But, you know, they also, as you say, sometimes I don't think people think about them as much as just the regular Army and how that all works. But
well,
all very important.
Our National Guard is now an operational force. Their tempo is almost on par with the active component, especially some of the low-density military occupational specialties, which our guard formations do. So they're deployed quite a bit. And, you know, the real heroes there as well are the employers, the ones that have these individuals that work in their formations, in their organizations, and they have an understanding heart when they come and say, I've got to go do this training or I've got to go do this deployment. And they take up the slack and they feel the pain here in their organizations while these members are overseas serving the nation.
I appreciate it. We had the Patriotic Employer Award one year because we did have a gal that was with the Guard, and she's now in Kuwait. She graduated from Kansas State University, and I think that was all the background of that. But it is truly an honor to have these folks work for you. Good, hardworking people. Work ethic is tremendous. And
yeah, I think, you know, the bottom line is you get a twofer when you get somebody that wears the uniform. It's the citizen-soldier concept. But, you know, they don't look at a clock normally. They come in, they get the mission done, and they know how to be a part of a team. And that's the type of people you want, ones that come in and want to accomplish your mission. So, you know, we've talked in the past here about the importance of hiring veterans, and I'm a big pusher on that. So, you know, I'm taking calls all the time from people that ask me how they get in touch with somebody that can get them in touch with veterans that are looking for jobs. And I enjoy doing that.
I know, too. Anything else Veterans Day, or do we want to move on to some of what's going on at Fort Riley these days? Or
well, I mean, we surely can go on to Fort Riley. I mean, okay. There's a lot happening, as you well know. You guys cover it so well. The difference is there's Second Brigade is totally out the door, and they're in Europe doing great things. And what's interesting with their particular deployment is we got formations that are in Poland, they're in Hungary, they're in Romania. They are not only deployed to Germany initially, but they are now deployed throughout Europe as a deterrent for the Soviets primarily, who have shown here recently that they're not behaving. And so this is a true way of putting the American patch forward with our NATO allies and telling the Russians that we stand side by side. And then we have the Aviation Brigade that just returned, and so now they've fully returned, and they've got all their elements there, and those family members are celebrating. Of course, looking forward to a well-deserved block leave.
With the holidays coming up, you know, a fair amount back, although, I mean, some are away, as you mentioned, 2nd Brigade out there quite a bit in Europe. But
yeah, this is a hard time of year, you know, with family members specifically. You get those Christmas break periods. You get the Thanksgiving, which are generally times where families come together and celebrate. I know I'm the poster child probably for missing a number of holidays, but you know, I will tell you, I think soldiers, when you're sitting deployed and your first sergeant or your commander serves Thanksgiving meal, that's also your family, and it's a great time to celebrate really one of, I believe, America's greatest traditions, which is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we go ahead and go to a break? It's now 9:43. Again, we have Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins with us today. Again, if you want to join in the conversation, we'd certainly welcome that. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350. You're listening to In Focus.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.